and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the third Sunday in Advent. We have three of the candles lit on our lovely Advent wreath. We're getting closer to Christmas. And not surprisingly, in today's Gospel, we hear about John the Baptist, the last of the prophets and forerunners to Jesus. John has prepared the way of the Lord for Jesus, preached repentance and offered baptism, and he's ended up in prison. His fiery speaking was too much for King Herod, especially when he denounced Herod for marrying his brother's ex-wife. This was all part of John's announcement that God's kingdom and God's true king were on the way. Herod wasn't the real king. God would replace him. No wonder he put John in prison. But now John is confused and perhaps disappointed. He heard about what Jesus was doing and it wasn't what he expected. John expected Jesus to be a man of fire, an Elijah-like character who would sweep through Israel as Elijah had dealt with the prophets of Baal. No doubt John looked forward eagerly to the day, not long now, when Jesus would confront Herod himself, topple him from his throne and become king in his place, and maybe get his cousin out of prison and give him a place of honor. But it seemed Jesus was working to a completely different plan. Jesus was going round befriending tax collectors and sinners, gaining a great reputation, but not for doing what John wanted him to. What was going on? Had John been mistaken? Was Jesus, after all, the one who was to come? So from prison, John sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one that was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Are you the one? Well, yes and no. Jesus was the one to come, the Messiah, but he was a different sort of Messiah from what John and others expected. He wasn't thinking of himself in terms of calling down fire from heaven like Elijah. He was thinking not of the prophecies about what would happen in judgment, but of what would happen after judgment. God's people would be set free at last, but free not from Roman rule, but from the power of sin and death. So Jesus is actually one jump ahead of where John thinks he should be. John wants him to bring judgment, and in a sense he will. During Advent, we think about the judgment that will come to us all at Jesus' second coming, as both our collect and epistle for today remind us. But already the mercy which comes after judgment is breaking in, and it's Jesus' job to bring it in. So mercy was at the heart of Jesus' messianic mission. And it should be at the heart of the church's mission too. And Jesus gives a special blessing to people who realize this is what he's really all about. He said, "Blessed is he who's not offended in me." This blessing turns into a coded warning to those who are puzzled, including poor John the Baptist himself. This is where and how God is at work in Jesus. Those who recognize it are not offended because they were expecting something else. They will know God's blessing. So what about us? Are we ready for the unexpected? Ready for God to do what we don't expect? Or sometimes, frankly, want. Are we ready and willing for Jesus to come into our lives afresh at Christmas and do something new or different? He said, "The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Might Jesus open our eyes and ears to things we haven't seen before? The needs of others, the selfishness of ourselves? Might he cleanse and heal us of what's wrong in our lives? Might he bring new hope as he did to the poor? Might he bring new life to places or relationships we've written off as hopeless? Are we ready for Jesus to do the unexpected in our lives or in the church? Like John the Baptist, sometimes we may be surprised, perplexed, even troubled by an unexpected turn of events. But also like John, there are times when we need to look and see that it is God at work and accept and welcome even changes we may not immediately feel comfortable with. So as we get nearer to Christmas, let's be ready and willing to see God do the unexpected in our lives and around us. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we may be open to see you and what you are doing in our lives, the church, and the world afresh, and be willing to accept and welcome it, even when it's unexpected. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.